And welcome back to the 2013 Georgetown Prep Invitational, part of the Pacers New Balance Cross Country Tour, brought to you by Pacers Running Store and New Balance. I'm Chris Farley from Pacers. Alongside me is Cake Saulville from 106.7 The Fans, the Sports Junkies.
I'm a noted cross-country expert.
And a noted self-proclaimed cross-country expert as the day progresses here.
Exactly, yes.
We are watching the seated girls fly by us in a pretty exciting race. We just saw three up front. It's not going to be a Poolsville runaway for the first time of the day.
Doesn't seem like it, unless somebody's got an amazing kick left for the rest of this race. So we'll have to see how this one plays out. But we're happy now to be joined by Tom Taylor from New Balance. He is a technical field rep for New Balance. I'm not sure exactly what that means. It sounds like a fancy job title, but we can ask Tom, who joins us now.
Thanks for having me, guys. What's going on?
How you doing, man? We appreciate you joining us. I've got all these cool, like, sunglasses and armband. You can put this armband
this
on.
This would be
here.
A wristband, Chris Farley. Yeah, I would expect more from you being in neck deep in the running biz. This would be a wristband.
Depends how skinny your wrist is and your arm is
true.
As well.
One of the things that Tom does is he is the guy with all the swag, so...
Well, so you're saying it would be good for me to strike up a relationship.
Yeah, that's one of the
Tom.
Things. One of the things that Tom does is he's always, you know, giving away freebies, and he's got a tent over there with sunglasses and wristbands and things of that sort. And you can see me and Cakes here modeling the sunglasses here on stage.
I think they look good, Chris.
Tom, how that's one of the many things that you do, but how is it going here today for you guys here in New Balance?
Fantastic. It's an incredible event. There's a ton of really good racers, really good teams dealing with some might say challenging cross-country conditions, constantly varied conditions. Yeah. We're on the road, we're on the grass, but it's great. There's a ton of great young athletes doing really well, wearing a lot of great product and representing really well.
Are you like Chris Farley, my podcast partner here, where this harkens him back to his younger days when he was, you know, 15, 16-year-old, skinnier version of his present self?
I love
running in meets like this.
Absolutely.
Is it the same for you?
Absolutely. I was in the, you know, top of my team, moving, winning races, feeling good, looking good. Someone asked me what my time was in one of my races. I can't remember a single time, but I was fast.
Right.
I know that. I was fast.
Well, talk about New Balance and their we talked to Kevin earlier about their commitment to cross country, and I'm sure you're at many events, and, you know, talk about where the brand has come. You've been with New Balance for a couple years now. Talk about where the brand has come from when you started to where it is now.
Absolutely. New Balance is really driving to change the outlook that it has, the appearance, the stigma, I guess, of an older, more mature brand, really going after younger, faster athletes, as well as normal athletes, guys that are middle of the pack, back of the pack, but out there doing working just as hard as anyone else. A lot of new innovative technologies and products, lightweight foams, seamless technology, bright colors, not just the blue and gray and white that some people might associate with New Balance. But if you come over to the tent that I've got right next to the Pacers tent, you can check out some new product, some unreleased product, and some other cool things that I've got over there.
Yeah, you guys really got some innovative stuff, and you know, like you said, it wasn't something that you know, people would associate New Balance with. You know, it would be kind of the older, you know, my dad's or mom's shoes. But now it's really, I mean, look at that colorful rainbow of shoes over there. It is really different. And the foams are faster, and you know, we even got my 43-year-old podcasting partner here in a pair of bright yellow with what kind of foams in there?
Rev-Lite foam.
So the Rev-Lite foam in these shoes, it's just not your old school, you know, polyurethane or heavy rubbers. Now they're using a lot of new materials, and they are really innovating in this field.
I'm officially in way over my head at this point. You guys are like talking technical, like foam mid layers of shoes. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Cutting edge product. That's where we're
That's
at.
The important
That's
thing.
Right.
Cutting edge product. And so talk about some of the other events that you've been to. Have you been to any other high school, you know, spike nights or what have you seen out there this year, any events that you've gone to?
I've been at a bunch of spike nights. I've been at the Indoor Nationals up in New York City that New Balance sponsors. It's amazing to me to see the quality and talent of high schoolers these days. I don't remember seeing this level of talent when I grew up, but it's fantastic and exciting, and it makes you want to run, and it makes you want to get out there, and it does harken back to the good old days.
Yeah, and it definitely does. I mean, there's New Balance cross country tours popping up. You know, we were the first, and always the original is always the best. But there was one.
You guys were the trailblazers.
The trailblazers. There's one that popped up in Alaska. You know, talk about that meet up there. They did some different stuff with an indoor track meet there.
Yeah, they did a indoor mile. So there was Jack Bolitz is one of our athletes, New Balance athletes, and he wanted to do a sub 4 minute mile in Alaska on Alaskan soil. It's never been done, and Jack went up there and he took care of business, and he did a 358 mile indoor track.
Indoors,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, really, really neat.
All right, well, we've got an indoor track here. If the guys at New Balance are listening, there is an indoor track right here.
And so Chris Farley's volunteering to try to run a sub 4 minute mile. I think that's what you're trying to get at.
I am asking the guys who are corporate listening to this podcast right now, you know, I'm just kind of, you know,
you're thinking out loud.
Some of the greatest ideas are ripped off. So, I mean, there is an indoor track here. So maybe get some of those New Balance athletes down here next year.
Absolutely.
And we could try to do something like that as well. Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate you spending some time. That's Tom Taylor. He's a technical rep for the New Balance brand. We're about to see the girls come through here. This is the 2013 Georgetown Prep Invitational, part of the New Balance Cross Country Tour, brought to you by Pacers Running Store and New Balance. Let's cheer these girls home. We'll be right back.